It says cholatz v'yosa maimer v'nosan get. So this shleimer cholatz you make chalitza first v'yosa maimer, then you made a maimer itzuch. They have to tell us that the maimer is not chal. Because sarkut anta chamir, I would have thought nigza maimer the bosa chalitza. Let's make exemer in a case that you make maimer before chalitza or maimer the bosa chalitza, right? Or to maimer the kame chalitza. Maybe you make a gzera. If you make maimer first, then chalitza, the maimer is chal. So maybe when you make a chalitza first and then a maimer, it should also be chal. Kamashmulon loygazrina, we don't make this gzera, no. If you make chalitza first, that's it. You took away all the zika. If you make a maimer afterwards, it means nothing. Ela, but what does the Mishnah tell us? Cholat, if you made a chalitza, v'nosan get, then you give her a get, that's not chal. Lomeli, what do you have to say? For pshita, if you gave a chalitza, there's nothing there. From our time, according to you, I say another kasha. Eima seifa. Boa v'yosa maimer. If you made via, then you made maimer. Boa v'nosan get. That did not chal. So this time, boa v'nosan get, it's a chsak of the chaminach, nigza get the bosa bilo, or to get the kama bilo. Maybe this gzera, we make a get first, that helps. So maybe afterwards it also helps. Kamash v'lo, no, you don't make this gzera. Tloi gazrinin. Avo boa v'yosa maimer. If you made bia, and then you make him, the other brother makes a maimer. Lomli, what do you have to tell me? His mind is not chal. Pshita, Ella, what do you have to answer? Like we said before, Adi de Tony cholatz v'yosa maimer, Tony nami bo v'yosa maimer. See also, Adi de Tony, Adi de boy lemisni bo v'nosan get, Tony nami cholatz v'nosan get. And the nami, one case may be extra, but since it says the other cases, it repeats itself and says this case over also. Another Mishnah says like this, Bizman Shehi, so it's a machlekes, when do we say Ein Biyacha Biya? The end of the Mishnah was a machlekes we had. Here we had, the end of the Mishnah said about Ein Acha Chalitza Klum, Bein Betchila Bein Biyemza, Bein Besaif. But Chalitza doesn't make enough kmina when it is, nothing happens after Chalitza. Then the Mishnah said, V'habila, Bizman Yis, one of the Yevam, one of them makes Biya with her, is Mekai Mitzvibum, then we say, Bizman Shi Betchila Ein Achre Klum. If it happens first, nothing's afterwards. The Yemtza v'sayv yeshach re'eklum. But if you make the Biyah in the middle, or at the end, in other words, first you made a get, and then you made a Biyah, then we say yeshach re'eklum. Rebbe Nechemyu Eimeno, achas bilu v'achas chlitza, bein betchilu bein besayv, bein v'yemtza, ein ach re'eklum. So you had a machorgas tanakamer of Nechemyu, what's going to be the locha by a Biyah v'yemtza? Do we say yesh achre klum or ein achre klum by a bia biemsa? It's worse of like this. That mas nisin deloy kiyay tana. Our Mishnah is not like this tana. The tanya. Abel yoisi ben yoichanon is Yerushalayim oimer. Mishum revi meya. That achas bila v'yachas chalitza. Doesn't make enough kmina whether you do a bila or you give a chalitza. The tchila ein achre klum. If first one yovim goes to a yavama and gives the chalitza, or else he gives a yibila yavim, nothing happens afterwards. So this Tana holds, even by chalitza, it's only if you first give a chalitza, ein achre klum. That means if you give one chalitza, then you give maima to the second one, whatever you do afterwards is not chal. But what about the yemtza of the saif? Let's say first you give a get to one, and then you give chalitza to the second one. Since the chalitza was biemtza, Rabbi Abba holds that yeshach reklum, something is chal afterwards. So it's not like our Mishnah. So it comes out is v'sholosh machlokes bedover. There are three different shittas in this inyan. If you say something happens after you gave a chalitza, or after you made a bia, you made yibum. So what? Tanakama, so the Tanakama of our Mishnah holds biyod yikulam migzor gazrinam. Bia, it makes a difference whether it came betchila basoif. Only betchila do we say in achre klum. But a bia biemtza yesh achre klum. Because it makes zeris. Chalitza de lechle migzor. Chalitza doesn't make enough kmina. What could go wrong? Loi gazrina, we don't make any zeris. So chalitza, even though chalitza was given second, whenever chalitza was given, after chalitza, nothing takes place. That was a Tanakama svara. Rabbi Nechemya sovereign, our Mishnah, the second mandiyam was a Nechemya holds, Biya Nami Lekla Migzer. By Biya Rosh, you can't make any Xeris. O Dukamrit, Ligza Biya Acharaget, Mishum Biya Raka Chalitza. Nay, Kiva Nechalitza, the Eraisa, Medi Adiya. Since Chalitza is Medi Eraisa, everybody knows that the Chalitza is nothing. O Dukamrit, you want to say Ligza Biya Raka Maimer. In the case where first you made Maimer, then somebody made Biya. make a gzera that the beer is not it. You could have something afterwards. Mishum beer acha beer. Samara says no. Kiva the beer the raisa who made the idea. Everybody knows about it. See, from the chem yod, it doesn't make enough kumina whether you make a beer or a chalitza, bein betchila, bein biyemtza, bein basayif. Whenever you make a beer or a chalitza, the din is ein achreklum. After that, nothing is chal, you don't make any gzeres. Now, this last brisa we had, the Abba Yossi ben Chanan Sovalo Karabonin. He holds really like the Rabbanan, like the Tanakama Shita, that we make gzeres by beer. But he just holds the gazi bebiya, the goza chalitza mishum biya. Even by chalitza also he makes gzeres. So when do we say ein acha chalitza klum? That's only if the chalitza came first. But at first he gave one yavama, let's say maimer. Then the second one he gave chalitza. We make the gzera that there is acha chalitza klum. You could give a get, you could give a maimer after the chalitza. And the gzera is not the mishum biya. And via the gzera is maybe come to do an yisidiraisa. See if Abi Yosef makes the gzera even by chalitza, that when do we say ein acha chalitza klum? Only when the chalitza comes first. So he holds bein chalitza bein bia. If you do that first, then nothing happens afterwards. But if you did something else first, and the bia or the chalitza comes biemtzo basayif, he holds yesh achreya klum. Yesh achreya, something else could be chal afterwards. But hadron lecho, Rabban Gamliel. Alright, turn over. Yeah. Mishnah says like this: Habu al yivimtoy. Now this, how are you mekayim mitzvahs yivam? The mice, your brother died, his wife is yivama, you're the yavam, so the mitzvah is to go and have beer with her, go live with her. So habu al yivimtoy. If the yavam goes and lives with his yivama, bein b'shoygig. When he did a b'shoygig, Rashi says that means kesav sheyishtoy or yishacheres. He did not even realize that she is his yivama. She thought he's his wife. She's his wife. So he did the mitzvah b'shoygeg. Bein b'mezid. So Rashi means l'shem znus. He did it stam l'shem znus, lo l'shem mitzvah. He didn't have a mind to do the mitzvah yibum. He did it b'mezid stam, he wanted to live with her. Bein b'yoynes, we'll see in the Gemara what that means, when he was forced. Bein b'rosim, when he did it willingly. And afilu hu shoygeg v'hi mezida. Even in the case where the yavam, he is a shoygeg, he doesn't even realize it. He thinks it's his wife. The mezida, she's doing it mamish. Mezida means l'shem znus, not l'shem mitzvah. That's the opposite way. Who mezid? The yavam is doing it l'shem znus. The isha geges, she doesn't realize that it's the yavama. Who honors? He is forced to do it. The loyanusa, she's not forced. He anusa, she is forced. V'loyanus, doesn't make a difference. The ma'isa, mediraisa, the din yibum, this man yom holds is even without kavana. The mitzvah is the ma'isa when the yavam lives with the yavama. That's a kima mitzvah yavam, that she becomes his wife automatically, even without das, even without das kinyan. Still, you are kinda about the ma'isa. You did the ma'isa biya. Now, echad ma'aro v'yechad ha'goymer. Now, what is called biya? How far do you have to go into her? So, ha'mara just means her aura. Rashi says shlagoma biyosa. See in the Gemara what that means. He just put his Eva next to her. He didn't go inside her. He wouldn't make a Gemar beer. That's also a Kinyan Yibam. The Yechad HaGomer, Navad, if you went into it completely, Avad HaKona. So Drashi, V'zocha, B'nachlo, she the Maisa becomes your wife, and you're Yashin her. The Yoitzi beget, now if you want to get rid of her, get rid of her with a get. In Boloitzi, if you want to give her a get, now you don't need Chalitza anymore, after this beer, even Amora. A little bit, still she became your wife. And now to get rid of her, you have to give her a get. For loichilag bein bia lebia, there's no difference how the bia was. So Rashi learns bein bia lebia means bein bia kedarko leshloi kedarkoi, or bein ora legemar bia. So Rashi has here that even a bia shloi kedarko is also kinda vayivam. Vechein habo alachat mikol aroyi shabatayra. Who are did when you're doing an aveira? If you're living with your mother, with your sister. When you're living with any one of the Aroya Shema Torah, or if Sulais, or else somebody that's possible to you, Kugoyin Amon Lekoyin Godol, or else Jerusha V'chalutz Lekoyin Hedjit, or else Mamzeros and Asin Yisrael, or else Bas Yisrael or Mamzer L'Nosin, is possible that the apostle is an Aveiro, for the Chilik Ben Bila Bia, there's no Nafkumina whether you do the Bia Kadarko, you do the Bia Shloi Kadarko, whether you do the Bia only Ha'oro, just a little bit, or you do a Gemar Bia, you're over the Aveiro, you're over the Lav. And the Nafkumina Rashi says, to true Mamon, at the end of Rashi says, Nafkumina is the Mukiyale, Hay Yisrael, Ba'oro Kagamar Bia. The Chilik Shalom Mishnah is any type of a Bia you have, with these noshim that are rosa to you, you get malchus for it. It does not have to be a gemar bia, a complete bia. It's enough just hora, a little bit. We'll see in the gemara exactly what hora is. So the gemara. Ma yafilu. What does it mean, afilu? It says, loshin yafilu hu shaygig. What's the yafilu? So gemara says, loy mi boy kama. The mishnah means not only this, even that. The what? Loy mi boy, not only hu shaygig. When he is a shaygig, he doesn't realize, he thinks it's his wife. And she knows, she's the Yavam, and he's the Yavam, and she has come on Lashay Mitzvah. Inam, in another case, who makes it? He's the makes it. That means he is doing the Lashem's Nus. And she goes doing Lashay Mitzvah, still is good. So not only these cases that are called upon him, she is doing it Lashay Mitzvah, even though he's not. Elabot afilu hu shaygig. V'imazida, even in the case that he thinks it's his wife, and she's doing the Lashem's Nus, she's a mazida, not doing the Lashem Mitzvah. Still, even though both of them do not have in mind to do the mitzvahs, yibum now, afilu hachi kona, that's the loch, even so, still is kona. That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah. Even though both of them don't have the Lashem Mitzvah, yibum, both are doing the Lashem other reason, the Lashem's Nus, or Shegei, still the Meister that did the Meister Mitzvah, and he's kinder, she becomes his wife. Tony, we learned, Rebbe Chia, that afilo shneim shoygigin, even if both of them are shoygig, both think there's not a mitzvah, they think it's their own wife, their own husband. Shneim mezidim, both have a mind do l'shem's nus. Shneim anusim, they're both forced. Still, that's the din, still the kinder, still you mekayim the mitzvah. So the Gemara, onus demasnis nechidomi, what does it mean that the Yavam was forced to live with his Yavama? Who forced him? Hey, Chidami, what are we talking about? Ilay mokashon su avdike chavim, that Goyim Mamish forced the Yavam to live with his Yavama. Obo aleni came upon her. For the Gemara of Omar, Rava says, ain't oinously erva. That's not called an oinus. They can't force a man to have beer. Why? Lefi shein kishri el ladas. A person is Aver only becomes hard if he has in mind, it's up to him. The person doesn't want to, his Aver doesn't become hard. So they don't have Bia. Aver has to first become a Kish, has to become hard. So it's not called a Maisa, the Goyim forced you. A Goy could force you to do an action, they could force you to kill somebody, they could force you to push you. But here, to make your Aver become hard, the Gemara says, Loshen ain't Kish el Abadas. It's up to you to do it. So they can't force you to do it. So what does it mean that the Goyim forced you to have the Bia? L'chur, the Goyim are not forcing you, that's something you have to do yourself. Ela b'yoshin. So Rashi, we're talking about a case in Eskasha Kushiyoshin. The man, he was sleeping, and in the middle of his sleep, his Eva became hard. Now the Goyim take him, when his Eva saw him, push him into her. That's called an onus. That's called the Goyim forced him to make the Maisa Bia. For the Gemara of Omer Rav Yehuda, Yoshin,